I know everybody is looking forward to the weekend, and it is going to be a decent one, I hope, for you. Actually, no, I hope for you it's a great one. It's going to be a decent one for me. I'm going to try not to talk all weekend because I got a big event. How would you like to go to the Ducks Unlimited dinner tonight? Well, sorry, that's a trick. You can't. It's sold out. It's always sold out. Well, at least since Jay Kenney took it over. It's an awesome event. And do you believe it? This voice is going to be working the microphone. So, yeah, it's going to be a long weekend for me, but we're going to have so much fun tonight. And just for those, in case you do have your tickets already and you're attending, I will have my recall petitions with me for Governor Sisolak. I want to start this second hour of the show, of the Monica Shea Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, with a notable quote from one of those illustrious candidates that is crisscrossing the United States and just waiting for Super Tuesday to see if they actually have any ground game. And that's from a gentleman that we know very well here in Nevada, because, well, he's got a home here in Nevada, one of those big homes, private homes, gated community. But he wants you to know he's a man of the people. But he has also been quoted as saying, "I will use the executive emergency powers of the presidency to tell companies how they can generate electricity. What kind of cars they can build. What kind of buildings we're gonna have." Socialism 101, folks. Communism 101. I will tell companies. Yeah. Taking over everything you say and do. That's what all these socialist presidential candidates are looking at. Speaking of presidential candidates, Neil wants to talk about presidential candidates. Hey, Neil, what do you got on your mind?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the debate, and it's so kind of like, to me, the Democratic debate is basically like The Voice. All of them is just yelling, "Want me, want me, want me, want me." But it really is not about what they're saying. It's really about what they want to say about the other candidate, like bashing them to the point that no one know what they're talking about. At all. They don't know what they're talking about, period.
That's a great analogy, Neil, but I'll take it a step further and say it's more like, what's that guy, Jerry Springer? It's more like the Jerry Springer show. I'm waiting for somebody to throw a chair or something. Oh, Neil, you're 100% correct. They're all vying for something. What I can do for you, what I can do for you, what I can do for you. And Neil, all it is something. They're all talk, because they will never, with the strength of this country, with the strength of you and me, also being able to have a voice, they will never be able to do stuff like that. So, Neil, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call today. And your phone line sounds a lot better, too. Well, let's go on in this second hour here and talk about something that is in the news today, and it has been in the news for a week or so now, and that is that the CEO or COO, see, the operating officer, whatever, it's just a title. It's a useless title. The CEO has resigned, and the RSCVA has accepted it. All right, wait a minute. He has harassment suits against him, complaints, alleged misconduct. I guess I can't say harassment. alleged misconduct. I don't know what that misconduct is. I'm not going to perceive to know. But is this just an easy way out? Is this a way to save face without dragging through the mud? Because the board of directors for the RSCVA has accepted the resignation. And others will be kind of filling in. Now, I would like you to go to transparentnevada.com and see for it for yourself. But again, comparisons and breaking things down. The one thing that I want to know is what exactly was he getting paid for? Because in, let's see, 2017, just take this as an example. In 2017, he made a little over $309,000 for the year. Okay. Well, of his salary, under other pay, was $8,200. And his benefits were $61,000, almost $62,000. Let's go to 2018. Well, he got a bump in pay. He was making close to $240,000. And in 2018, he was making almost $266,000. But the real number to look at is that other pay. That other pay I mentioned at $8,200 jumped from 2017 to 2018 to $109,000. How does your other pay jump $100,000? And then it continued to jump in 2019, $119,000. $56,000 in benefits. 2019, $58,000 in benefits. So, as he's resigning right now and getting another 5 months of pay, 3 months medical leave, and then 2 months severance, 2019, he made $460,000. Isn't that once again more than what our governor makes? Isn't that more than what the President of the United States makes? Aren't these people doing a hell of a lot more work than the CEO of the Reno Sparks Convention Center? And yet we lose big conventions like SCI? Yeah, they're not coming back here for a while. Which, by the way, he was the CEO of also. You have to start putting these things together and asking our elected representatives, the people who choose the people for these positions, why are they making so much money? Why? And you know why you're allowed to ask that? Because that's your money. Yep. That's your money. The people that are appointed to boards, like the transportation boards, any of the boards out there, these people are appointed by those you elect. So really, you don't get a say in it unless you use your voice. I wonder if you'll get a voice in who becomes the new city manager. I wonder how much they'll be making. Have you ever stopped to wonder? Have you ever wondered how much the mayor makes, how much commissioners make? For doing all this hard work in your name. Just log on to transparentnevada.com and find out more. And then also question, why Philip DeLone is getting this sweet deal and getting a settlement until those alleged transgressions have been settled, that alleged misconduct? What was it? Was it against somebody? Are they getting something as well? Let's go to the phone lines. It's Ryan's turns now. Thanks for calling back, Ryan. What are your issues with the release of Mr. DeLone?
Well, first, I would like to apologize to you, Monica, because I didn't know you were coming this until now. Because when I first heard this like around Monday, Tuesday morning, when I was listening to my early morning program on KKOH. And I think he probably got popped because they did an investigation, and probably one of their co-workers, their female co-worker, set up into HR, and they did the investigation. Because they also said that part of this is they were also settling the lawsuit, probably the litigation, it sounded like. But I think he's doing this so he can save his benefits and also save the taxpayers of paying for their lawyers and stuff and doing a court trial. That way he could just, let's settle this.
I think you're right. I think that has a lot to do with it. So that makes me wonder why Commissioner Lucy and Ed Lawson, who also sits on the board, why they agreed to this. If he's found guilty of this alleged misconduct, then why are we giving him medical leave and why are we giving him, 2 months severance? That's the taxpayer money. You need to be upset. And not only, because actually, Ryan, you must not have been listening at a certain time. We have talked a little bit about this during the show. But this is something now is in your hands. It's not only in your hands during re-election time, but it's in your hands to call every single person on the board of the RSCVA and say, why did you allow this? If this person is doing something that is against their contract, that they've done something to somebody else, why are you allowing him to save face and showing support for it? Because now, you know what? Now he gets to go someplace else and say, oh, yeah, I was the CEO of the RSCVA in Northern Nevada. Yeah, I resigned there. Yeah, no, I wasn't fired. I resigned. So that's now, we are now just something to put on his resume. So he can go get a paycheck from someone else. And maybe do something. Say something to someone else. We don't hold people accountable. And that sure as hell goes for our elected representatives. We do not hold them accountable. So, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to pick up a phone and make a phone call finally? Send an email? A listener sent me an email the other day about Bob Lucy. We're going to come back after this quick break with it. Right here on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM talk.
It is 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Boy, my listeners are just, they just got a spoonful of something today since it's Friday. Email at Monica at 991fmtalk.com on Philip DeLone. Being a government employee and doing nothing productive as usual, Mr. DeLone has too much time on his hands. Therefore, he's able to run up and down the hall chasing and harassing people. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe that is the deal. But thank you for the email. I appreciate that. That is usually the way it goes. You know, we look at all these incredibly high salaries for not only the elected representatives, but for the people that they appoint. And you have to ask yourself, don't they have people that work for them? Trust me, these CEOs and these CEO or COOs and whatever, they are all being supported by other staff members who don't make anything close to what they make. The figurehead always rakes in the bucks, always rakes in the benefits. And, well, I guess they take the good and the bad. But still, I want to know from the board, why didn't you let other things play out first before you gave them a sweet deal? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Kelly wants to add to the program. Thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind?
Thank you. You have the best commercials, Rudy's Plumbing and Heating. I'm a huge fan of their commercials, and I'll get the list out to you in the mail. If anybody's ready to write, I'll give you the comparative public records to request. Candidate
yes,
statement.
Thank you.
Oath of office. A certificate of election. Bonding and liability policy. And the comparative thing, it's a California Form 700 is the financial interest statement. So find your corollary there in Nevada. And Assembly Bill AB 1234 is the California ethics training. And you'll find some really interesting things there. And thank you for your work.
Thank you, Kelly, for helping me and getting that together. I greatly appreciate it. And, you know, that's the thing is I received an email from this young lady, and it asks how, well, actually, I don't know how young or old she is, but it asks how to get the voting record specifically on Bob Lucy, Commissioner Bob Lucy. And my producer and I, we started looking at different things and going to different sites. And so far, we have found nothing that puts all of the records together. I'm still hoping. I think that there is a site. We just haven't found it yet. But what we have found is you can go and you can look up the voting records on different issues. What we're looking for, though, is to find the voting record on everything that's been voted on. So if somebody hasn't compiled that, hey, there's a new idea for a website. I want to find out Washoe Votes or something like that. Let's go back to the phone lines very quickly before our Fox News update and check in with Brian. Wants to continue on the conversation about Mr. DeLone of the RSCVA. Hey, Brian.
Morning, Monica. One thought I had in terms of why they're kind of letting him skate with severance and medical is, bottom line, it's probably cheaper than going through a whole court trial and billable attorney hours and all that. It's probably just cheaper to do that. And as for him being able to go and apply at somewhere else and, you know, oh, I was a CEO and, oh, I know I didn't get fired, in today's technology, all they got to do is do a Google search and they're going to know that, yeah, he may have resigned, but they're going to know why.
I hope that is true, Brian, but that is actually a story that I wanted to bring up yesterday with one of the Fox News reporters who was doing it. There are locations now who are expunging records, and I'm very concerned about this. You know, I do understand that people do things that maybe shouldn't be all over the internet, but why would you go and expunge government records? I'm very, very concerned about that. Brian, thank you so much for the call, and what you made makes perfect sense. But again, it goes back to money. When do we hold people accountable, or when do we just pay them off? It's sad that we have come to this point that we just pay people off and you don't hold people accountable and you don't get to the truth. Truth should be held above all. Honesty should be held above all. It's the Monica Jay Show. Here's Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
Oh, it's the Monica Jay Show indeed. I hope you're having a great Friday so far. Looking forward to a fabulous weekend that is just filled with special events. Just be careful while you're out there, please. There are a lot of stupid people in this world. A lot of stupid people. And we're letting them get away with whatever they want. People don't take personal responsibility anymore. We have a lot of things going on in the news. One thing that I want to point out to you, I do this when we're on break, is I go through and I try to catch some of the new headlines this morning, and this is just sick. Just downright, absolutely sickening. It's bad enough people are getting in this paranoia mode because they don't know what to believe or they don't know what to do or think about the coronavirus. All you have to do when it comes to the coronavirus is protect yourself and your family. Use the disinfectants. What is so gross to me is the market is reacting to it. It's reacting. So you have to protect yourself financially as well. Now, Hollywood, people that have money, people that have it stashed in all kinds of ways, people that figure out how not to be taxed on it. A has-been actress that I never particularly cared for anyway, actress Patricia Arquette, is calling on her followers, and we know how followers in Hollywood are, just mindless drones. You know how they tried to shut down the film industry in Georgia because the people of Georgia want to protect babies. She is putting out a request for an economic shutdown to disrupt the GDP for a day. Yeah, she wants it to be on March 2nd. Economic shutdown. This is the rant she sent out. A reminder, Please contact everyone you know on Monday, March 2nd. We're going to have an economic shutdown. Hashtag shut it down. It's easy. Do not spend any money on anything anywhere. Our goal is to cause a $238.2 billion blip on the federal government's records. Really? You already have elected representatives that are hoping, that are praying that people get coronavirus. They want to call it the Trump virus. People are already seeing people being hurt financially. This is the left. Welcome to the real world of how Democrats, whatever term you want to use, the left, libtards, liberals, this is how the left thinks. When the right worries about making sure that everyone is protected, making sure that plans are in place. And by the way, you should not be worrying if you live here in Northern Nevada. Washoe County and the surrounding counties, the health departments are doing everything that they can to make sure that anything and everything is tracked. Now, there is a shortage of testing kits, as you heard Gavin, I got here because of Nancy Pelosi Newsom. All your doctor has to do is order a CAT scan for you. That's all they have to do. I know it might be a run on the radiological labs, but that's all they have to do if you come in and you're symptomatic of it. It's not that big of a deal. The reason that, and you see it, and it is kind of a scare tactic, but it's also an awakening. You see the video going around of people taking videos and sharing the video of a guy finding human coronavirus on the back of a Lysol can. You're going to find it on the back of a Lysol can because it's just like the flu. The coronavirus has been around. It's just this COVID-19. That's what they should have called it. Just protect yourself. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Ray this morning. I asked the question, what do we go to above a trillion? I mean, where do we go next? Is it gazillion? Is it, what is it, Ray?
Well, my input, I've been somewhat of a aficionado of scale, things that are hard to conceive, like the universe or plate tectonics. But a while back, I looked into a trillion. And I just wanted to share with you and your listeners that scale between a billion, because these politicians throw out a billion and a trillion just readily, like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
But if you take it in terms of time and seconds, 1 billion seconds ago is 31.7 years or in the 1980s. If you take 1 trillion seconds ago, it's 31,700 years ago or about the time of Christ.
So they literally are going to have us back in the Dark Ages.
Well, that's not what my point was, but my point is that I think a lot of people really perceive the difference between a billion and $1 trillion, and it's monumental, to say
the
least.
You know, Ray, I think you're 100% correct on that because, you know, it wasn't but a few years ago when we were talking about the national debt and just debt in general being millions. And then it was just unheard of. It's like, oh my gosh, now we've hit a billion. And now it's nothing that we're in the trillions.
Yeah, now they're throwing around a trillion like it's nothing, but it's 1,000 times more than a billion. And it,
yeah.
I just don't perceive that people see the difference. So I look at it in terms of time, and it's quite graphic. So that's my input.
Thank you, Ray. That's a good way to do it. That's a good way to call it. But, and yep. just so you know, it's, thanks, Ray. Have a great weekend. It's
all
not,
right.
It's not a zillion or bazillion, like Bazinga. You know, they're going to come and get you. The word that you have to start watching out for now is quadrillion. Because if over the next decade, if any time, actually, I think a socialist gets into office, which is what the Democrat Party is now, because look at the undercovers. Look at how many people actually support Bernie Sanders. How many people support Elizabeth Warren? How many people support Hillary Sheevy? How many people support Naomi Dewar? The socialists, the leftists, are out there. They are here. And they are getting louder and louder and louder because they don't know what socialism is. But when you take all those free plans, the Green New Deal, over the next 10 years, $93 trillion. With the health care for all, over $100 trillion. Education, higher education for all, while they let K through 12 go to garbage. Trillions and trillions of dollars. Very shortly, when you add all of these up of what these people want to do, and now they're talking about housing for all. Government already tried housing. It's called the projects. It's called crime, drugs, rape, murder. That's what happens when you let the government take control of this stuff. And our founding fathers knew it. They put into place to keep it from happening, but we are letting it slide. Very shortly, you are going to hear the word quadrillion. They're afraid to use it right now, but just think back how many years ago, in the 90s, we were talking about billions. In the 80s, we were talking about millions. We should not be where we are at today, but we are because of elected representatives and overbloated federal government that should just be protecting the United States of America, not be ruling over us. The states need to take back control from the federal government and protect its citizens. Because if we don't, well, actually it is something that I have in agreements with a very liberal reporter who said, we're not going to have 49 states anymore. It's just going to be the one state. The state of socialism. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show with your calls at 884-9910 right after this quick update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910 as we begin our wrap-up. We've only got a couple of minutes left of the show. Jane called in to give us an update on what's happened in Nevada with gun owner rights. Hi, Jane.
Yes. Hi, Monica. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, I hope you're sounding better soon. I just wanted to briefly mention to you that Jackie Rosen, of course, we all know her as our congresswoman, and she has pushed through a bill that is requires encoding as a educational tool for persons in the state of Nevada, and she wants, of course, to make it national that people can get encoding skills paid for by the government. However, she comes from a state where encoded right into our court's system is encoding that the violator of domestic violence be alerted as soon as a wife or mother files a protection order on behalf of the child, and by alerting the domestically violent person, it incites that person to more violence. So this is a state that she wants to now push a bill through to start encoding and having no protections for us survivors of domestic violence, that our abusers will continue to be alerted simultaneously while we're filing for a protection order and tipping them off, giving them time to conceal their weapons, kidnap children, alert others who will kidnap children. And that is what's going on in the state of Nevada with Jackie Rosen.
You know, Jane, I don't understand how common sense can't work in the judicial system, that if you are being threatened by someone, how you cannot just go in and get your order of protection. It's just done right then and there. And this person has to stay away from you and be protected. Why you have to go through this process? I mean, it really is just ridiculous. And then to give, on top of that, the person notice that this has been filed against you. Thank you for keeping track of this and being such a strong voice and advocate for women of abuse. We need more people as advocates. We need less people as victims. We need more people as advocates. Excuse me, and appreciate that so much. I want to leave you with a couple of different things. The stupidity of California, by the way, after an abnormally low precipitation winter. We're seeing it here in Nevada as well. So they're draining one of their reservoirs because they're afraid of the dam. Don't want to flood San Francisco in case this thing breaks. So they're completely draining it by October. I hope they have plans for where this water is going and maybe plans for the future, because environmentalists kept putting regulations after regulations after regulations on reservoirs in California, and they weren't built. And they better keep their hands off of our water here in Nevada. Just like Southern Nevada better keep their hands off of it too. Relax. Take a deep breath. The coronavirus, it's not going to get you. If you take care of yourself, protect yourself. Maybe not hug so many people or shake so many hands this weekend. But go out and get some of that vitamin D. That good old vitamin D that's in the sunshine that we have been so abundantly blessed with lately. Maybe that's why we're having a dry winter. Maybe Mother Nature is doing her own thing, rather than putting a bunch of pills in us. Why don't we just go out and enjoy Northern Nevada and soak up some sunshine on our face? Go out and ride your bike, do a little mountain biking, do a little hiking, do a little dance, make a little new friend, whatever you want to do. I hope you have a great weekend. You know I'm thinking about you the whole time. And before we talk on Monday, remember what the left is trying to do with this stupid Patricia Arquette, trying to damage society. Shop when you want to shop. Don't shop when you don't want to shop. Pay your bills. Love your family. and just live life. Don't live it by the recommendation of the left. Don't live it by the recommendation of the right. Do what is right for you. Be yourself and be true to that person and your family. And things will work out the way they're supposed to work out. And I hope they remember that karma's a bitch. That's how they got President Trump. And I am so happy for it. It's driving them crazy. And I hope we get another 4 years of that. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I love you, and I'll be thinking about you. And I know you're hoping my voice gets better, too. Until then, leave it on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.